Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining me for today's meditation. Go ahead and have a seat onto your meditation cushion and get comfortable. I'm going to be sharing with you a poem from one of my absolute all-time favorite poets, Mary Oliver. And I have a wonderful collection of hers. It's from a book, New and Selected Poems, and I had the hardest time choosing which one because I love so many of her pieces. But today we're going to listen to her poem, Mindful. And this stays within our theme of the week, which is the mistake that we often make of seeing external things as a source of happiness rather than looking internal for our own inner joy and looking at our own thought patterns and basically holding ourselves accountable for our own happiness and state of mind. So go ahead, have a seat, settle around through your cushion, through your sit bones so that you're nice and grounded, legs are relaxed, belly is soft. Have a nice upright seat. Soften through your face, your jaw, your eyes. And begin by taking a few big breaths for nothing. Mindful. Every day I see or I hear something that more or less kills me with delight, that leaves me like a needle in a haystack of light. This is what I was born for, to look, to listen, to lose myself inside this soft world, to instruct myself over and over in joy and acclimation. Nor am I talking about the exceptional, the fearful, the dreadful, the very extravagant, but of the ordinary, the common, the very drab, the daily presentations. Oh, good scholar, I say to myself, how can you help but grow wise with such teachings as these? The untrimmable light of the world, the oceans shine, the prayers that are made out of grass. Every day, I see or I hear something that more or less kills me with delight, that leaves me like a needle in a haystack of light. It is what I was born for, to look, to listen, to lose myself inside this soft world, to instruct myself over and over in joy and acclimation. Nor am I talking about the exceptional, the fearful, the dreadful, the very extravagant, but of the ordinary, the common, the very drab, the daily presentations. Oh, good scholar, I say to myself, how can you help but grow wise with such teachings as these? The untrimmable light of the world, the ocean shine, the prayers that are made out of grass. So as you sit here in your meditation, I want for you to look, to listen, and to lose yourself inside your own soft world. It take this time to observe yourself, observe your energy, observe the thoughts that bubble up to the surface. Listen to your breath, that constant pattern that's with you all day long. Listen to your heart beating. Listen to the energy inside you shifting around, moving around. And lose yourself in the best way possible, meaning lose all of the external stuff that you might be hanging on to. Lose that part of yourself that's your doer self, your planning self. And simply enjoy and really absorb the subtle things that you experience through this next 10-15 minutes. So it's not the exceptional, it's not the extravagant, but the ordinary, the very common things that maybe you don't even notice in your daily life or your daily sit. Go on searching, go on digging. then. Well, thank you guys again. And I'd like to send you off with a little homework for today and even beyond today. And that is to just follow Mary Oliver's advice and take delight in the small things. Take time today to notice what's around you and the people around you and the small little details that we tend to often overlook. See if you can catch a little bit of that untrimmable light of the world. And just enjoy. Find that that delight within yourself and within being mindful and being present. And have a great day.